darling, you shoot me right down. But I can say for others chasing you all over town, cause I've been crying and shaking my way right back to you. I've been crying and shaking, I've been aching and breaking. Well, I'm giving and you're taking, still crying and shaking. Every kiss to fate leads me out the door. Come on, come on. And you do put up a fight, but I can keep on keeping on about your shady nights, cause I've been crying and shaking my way right back to you. I've been crying and shaking, I've been aching and I'm breaking. But I'm giving and you're taking, still crying and shaking. Ever cause your fate takes me out the door. Come on, come on.
Lacey and the Harlem River Noise on Roots Down from WVTF. It's Roots Down session here with some rockabilly. That sounds great, guys. And welcome to Roanoke, you guys out of New York City.
Yeah, Harlem, NYC. It's where we met and formed. And I guess I've been there about 5 years now. I'm from Atlanta. But New York is our home. We feel our biggest roots are there, I think.
And you're bringing rockabilly back, but not that it was ever gone, but you're making sure it stays around.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of great artists that are bringing that are still playing really great rockabilly. Some of my biggest influences are J.D. McPherson or Big Sandy and the Flywright Boys or Reverend Horton Heat or Imelda May, but I feel like we're trying to play a version of 50s dance hall music that would have been sort of bred in the 50s with sort of a rock and roll heart and a danceable energy.
So how did you guys get together? Did it all congeal, so to speak, in New York?
I'll start with the Sun session. We got hired, Cody and I both got hired to play a record with this gentleman at Sun Studios he was making in Memphis. And I guess we really felt each other's creative vibes. We thought we might work well together.
You helped me get that gig, man. I appreciate that.
I recommended Cody for the gig because he could slap the bass. And my current bass player at the time, he wasn't a slap bass player. He was a jazz bassist and he was really good, but he wasn't really a rockabilly slap bass player. And I thought this would be fun to have somebody on the... Because we were recording sort of country rockabilly stuff at Sun.
Yeah, it was definitely a throwback to a lot of songs that, you know, have been appreciated by the gentleman that hired us. We did one of your tunes.
We did two of my tunes. And that was fun trying to arrange that stuff in there. So after the Sun Records session happened, I had some music that I'd been playing around town for a while, and
I had complaints about it.
He had complaints about it. So we decided to start coming to agreements about arrangements and everything. And
thusly, we entered a relationship.
A musical relationship.
You're married, so I don't want to step
right
on
anything. I've got a wedding ring on my hand. So
is Cody the philosopher of the group? He sounds so, you know.
I do wear the turtlenecks in the group.
You do. You know.
I am Captain Kirk, and this is Mr. Spock.
Freaking hipster.
Well, I live in New York City. I have to,
well, yeah,
I have to fit in somehow.
All right. And recordings, you've got albums or EPs out? What do you got?
We have one debut record out.
Honestly, 2017 was a really fast year for us. We were hired in the studio session at Sun in February and decided to record a record in May in 3 days. So we recorded it to a 2-inch tape machine from the 80s and then mixed it down to a 1/4-inch tape machine, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then released it 2 months after that, actually, I guess 3 months after that, in August, and then embarked upon a 2-month tour. So it's been a whirlwind this year. And
wow.
We do have CDs and vinyl on the way and ultimate frisbees. we find it important to stay active when we're traveling.
And I think that's the only reason we ordered frisbees, is so that you could play frisbee on the tour.
Well, I've forced you guys to play frisbee with me.
All right. Well, let's hear another song. Well, what are you going to play?
We're going to do Your Move, which is the first single we put out. And it's also our music video, our lead music video online. And yeah, this has kind of a soul 60s groove vibe to it.
We were dancing. She was pulling me close. She said, baby, make your move later on.
with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Got me in.